Today's shiur is Masechta Brachos Daf Nun Tes. We will begin on Daf Nun Chesam Beis, two lines from the bottom, Mai Osh. In our previous shiur, the Gemara had mentioned three constellations, Osh, Ksil, and Kimo. And the Gemara discussed Ksil and Kimo, but the Gemara had not really discussed Osh. So ask the Gemara, Mai Osh, which constellation is Osh? Says the Gemara, Amar of Yehuda, Yusa. Yosef, that is the constellation known as Yosef. Ask the Gemara, am I Yosef? And what is that constellation? Amrele, so some say Zesnof Taleb, the constellation of Yosef is at the tail of the constellation Tala, the ram. Amrele, and some say that it's at the Resha, the Igla. It's at the head of the Igla, which is the bull. That means in the cycle of constellations, the bull follows the ram. Thus, the head of the bull is close to the tail of the ram. Umistabra, says the Gemara, it makes more sense to follow the opinion, command Omar Zanaf Teletz, the end of the tail of the ram. The Ksiv, the Pasuk says in Eov, for Ayish Albanao Tanachim, could you comfort Ayish for children? What does that mean? Alma, it's Mechasia, it's missing its children, it's missing some of her stars, the stars are considered her children, and Mechasia, and indeed, the tail of Tala looks Katara Tarif. It looks like it's been beaten by a hammer to close a hole that was in it. So obviously, that's what it means, that it's missing something, and Osh is the one that's missing something. Says the Gemara, behind the Oslo Basra, and the reason why Ash follows Kima, because as we discussed in yesterday's year, the Amrla, for Ash says to Kima, Havli Banai, give me back my children, give me back the missing stars from that I'm missing. Before explains the Gemara, Shabishosha Kadosh Baruch Hu, Bikesh Lavi Mabel Oilam, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to bring a marble to the world, Notl Shnei Kechavim Mikima. He took two stars out of the constellation Kima, and through that hole, because the stars were missing there, that's how the Mabel, the Havi Mabel Oilam, the Mabel came on the world. Another pshat that the Marshal suggests is that, as we said in yesterday's shiur, that the cold of Kima cools down the heat of Ksil. By diminishing the power of Kima, Hashem caused that the Ksil to heat up the waters of the Mabel. Not l'shnei kechavim Kima v'hebim Mabel oilam. U'bikesh l'sosma. And then when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to close up the gap in Kima, not l'shnei kechavim Ayish, he had to take two stars from Ayish to Sotma. But ask the Gemara, why did Hashem need to take two stars from Ayish to close up that hole? For Lahadala, why didn't Kadosh Baruch Hu just bring back the stars that it took away from Kima and put them back? Answers the Gemara, Ein Abom Esmal Milchoyosai. We had this at the beginning of the Masechta as well. When you empty a pit, the hole cannot get refilled by the earth you took out of the pit. So here too, the hole, the stars that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to put back would not do the trick. Inami, Ein Katega Nasas Nega. These stars represent punishment, as we just explained. They are what brought the Mabel to the world. So what brought the Mabel to the world cannot be what will bring the remedy to the world. So ask the Gemara. So if you can't use those two stars for whatever reason, V'liverle Trei Kechav Achrina. So ask the Gemara, Hashem should have just created two new stars to put in there. Answers the Gemara, Ein kol chodesh tachas haShemesh. There's nothing new created in the world. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't create new things. So you can't just create new stars. Amar Rav Nachman, however, says Rav Nachman, Osa Kadosh Baruch Hu lachzir lo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring back those two stars. Shenemar, V'ayish al-banei tanachim. Ayish will be able to console itself on the missing stars when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will return those stars. So the Parsha Pshat in the Gemara is that indeed Ein Kol Chodosh Tachas HaShemesh explains the Mashah, but the Pasuk says the Mashah says in Yeshaya HaShemayim HaChadoshim V'Aretz HaChadosha, that when Mashiach comes, there's going to be an entirely new world. And part of meaning that there's going to be an entirely new world is included that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to create stars to put in Te'ayush. Another pshat that the Ben Yoyada explains, that in this world, as we just explained, Ein Habor Mismalim Milchiyosai. So if you take something out, it can't get refilled. But in the new world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will create, there will be an ability for things to get refilled from what's been taken out. Also, according to the Pshat, says the Ben Yoyada, of Ein Ketege Nasis Haneger, that's only Bezman Hazeh. But when Mashiach comes, even the Satan, even the Kateger, will be able to be and will be a Saneger, protector for Klal Yisrael. Says the Gemara of Al Azavis. The Mishnah said that on Zavis we make the bracha Shekoichiv Gevrosei Molei Olam. Ask the Gemara, my Zavis, what's Zavis? Amar Rav Ketina Gohu. Gohu means an earthquake. Rav Ketina Av Ka'ozah Baruch. Says the Gemara, Rav Ketina was traveling on the road. Kimotcha Pischa Debei Ubetamya. When he came to the home of Ubetamya was a mechashev. Gonach gua, the earth quaked. Omar, mi yoda Ubetamya haiguru mahu. And Rav Ketina said, does Ubetamya know what is a goyhu? Ramle koyu, so which he answered, Ketina Ketina mailo yadana. Ketina Ketina, why shouldn't I know? When a Kadosh Baruch Hu remembers that his children, that we, Klal Yisrael, are sitting in a difficult galus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets out two tears and they go into the Yama Godel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu remember, and the sound, that's the earthquake that goes from one end to the other world. So the Aruch explains, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees how the Umay Sa'olam are being Mitzar Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to bring a Mabel again to destroy them for what they are doing to us. But then he remembers that he made a bris, that he won't bring a Mabel again. And that's when he sheds tears in disappointment that he made such a promise. Maybe he shouldn't have made such a promise, and indeed he should punish the goyim for the tzoros that they bring to Klal Yisrael. Omar Rav Ketina, Ubetamya. So Rav Ketina said, Ubetanya kadafu is a fraud. Umilin kadivin, what he says is not true. Ihochi, if the earthquake is caused by two tears, goya goya mi boile. It should have said, there should be two earthquakes. V'loihi. Actually, said Rav Ketina, goy gov ovid. What happens is, when there is an earthquake, the earth shakes twice. V'haydaloi oydaloi. So that means that what the Mechashev said was actually correct. So why didn't he admit that it was correct? V'haydaloi oydaloi. He was concerned that if he's going to say that what he said was correct, then people will start following him. And as the Aruch goes on to say, that this Mechashev tried to pose as a god, and therefore, by people starting to say that he knows what he's talking about, that will cause that people may follow him. Rav Ketina de Omar. Rav Ketina himself, however, says, what is the earthquake all about? Soipa kapov. It's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu claps his hands. Shenemar, v'gam ani ake kapi al kapi. I will pound my hands one against each other, v'nichoisi chamosi, and then I will, then my anger will calm down. And as we said before, that this indeed, the earthquake is all because HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that that we're not acting as he would like us to act. Rav Nosson Omer, the earthquake is as nochem es anach. It's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sighs for when he sees Klal Yisrael, for when he sees the world not behaving as he would like. Shenemar, v'chanoisi chamosi bem, v'henichamti. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will let my anger rest, and then I will find consolation. Rabbana Amri, what is the earthquake from? Earthquake come from? Boit Berki, it's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu kicks the sky. Shenemar, Hayered Kredorchim Yanel Kol Yeshvei Oretz. Just like those that trample the grapes in the wine press. So too, and it shakes the whole wine press. Here too, this is what it represents. It's as if Hashem is putting his feet under the kisa kovet. Shenema, koyama Hashem, haoretz, shemayim kisi, veres adoim ragli. We learned in the Mishnah, al haraomim, on thunder, you make a baruch shekoicha gvaras mala olam. Ask the Gemara Ra'amim, why does Hashem bring thunder to the world? Omer Shmuel, aneke v'agola. It's when the clouds collide one into the other. Shenema kol ra'amcha b'galgal heiru b'rokim tegel rogzov terish arts. The rumble of your thunder was caused by the rolling wind. Lightning bolts lit in the world. The earth trembled and roared. Rabban Namri, anani de shafcha mayim v'hadodi. It's when the thunder is caused by the clouds that spill water one into the other. Shenemar, l'koil titan hamoyim mayim b'shamayim. Ravach v'yakov omar, barokat takifa de barok banana. Thunder is caused when a powerful lightning bolt strikes a cloud. U'mesaber gezizah de barza. And there are pieces of hail in the cloud, and the thunder is what breaks up those pieces of hail. Rav Ashi Amar, anani chachuli machalcha, when there are hollow clouds, v'osi zika menashva payu, and then the wind blows by the opening of the clouds, and they crash into each other, that's when thunder results. V'dama kezika pomdini, it's like when wind blows over empty barrels, and it makes a sound. However, says the Gemara, the most acceptable pshat that we could understand is like what Rav Achba Yaakov said, the Baruch Barka, lightning flashes, umenhani ani, the clouds rumble, vasimitra, and then comes the rain. Says the Mashal, we see that what happens is, the first, there is lightning, then there's thunder, and then there's rain. So the Mashah and the Imrim Noim explain as follows. Really, the thunder and the lightning come at the same time. The thunder and the lightning come at the same time. However, the power of hearing is the power of seeing is stronger than the power of hearing. And therefore, we see the lightning before we hear the thunder. And sometimes it's the other way around, explains the Gra, because sometimes if it's not such a strong thunder, sometimes if it's a strong thunder, but not such a strong lightning, so the strength of the thunder makes us hear it before we see lightning. Which opens up the question. What is the proper bracha? So on an earthquake, the halacha is, you're supposed to say, Baruch Atah Hashem al kenem elcha olam, oisa masa bereshis. But if you want, says the Shulchan Aruch, you could also say, Baruch Atah Hashem al kenem elcha olam, shekoicha gvorosim al olam. But you can't say both. You could say one or the other. On thunder and lightning, you say, so on lightning, we say, oisa masa bereshis. And on thunder, we say, Shekoichav Gerasai Malei Olam. The bracha, says the Shulchan Aruch, are interchangeable, But you can't say both brachas on the same thing. So the minig is, as I said, on the thunder, on the lightning, we first make an isomasa bereshis, and then in the thunder, we make a kaichig v'rasimola oilam. And therefore, if you only made an isomasa bereshis on both of them, or you only made a kaichig v'rasimola oilam on both of them, you yoytze. But what the right thing to do is, as I said, first on the lightning, make an isomasa bereshis, and then on the thunder, say kaichig v'rasay malay oilam. If you didn't see the lightning, but you did hear the thunder, and you made a kaichig v'rasay malay oilam, and then you saw lightning, so you can make the bracha. As long as the clouds haven't cleared up, as long as it's raining, you don't make a new bracha if there's a thunderstorm and there's lightning and thunder continuing. However, if the clouds cleared up completely, and then it starts to rain again with thunder and lightning, you make the bracha again. If it's raining continuously from one day to the next, then you make a new bracha the next day, even if it's been one long storm. If you were in a place where you couldn't make the bracha on the thunder and the lightning, if it's still Toich Kdei Dibra of the thunder of lightning, you could still make the bracha. After that, it's too late to make the bracha. We learned further in the Mishnah, V'ala Ruchas, on winds, you make Koicha Gurosim Ola Olam. Ask the Gemara, my Ruchas, what is Ruchas? Amar Baya, Zafa, tempest. Amar Baya, Gemira, we have a Kabbalah, the Zafa Belayla Loi Hava, that doesn't, a tempest never happens by night. Ask the Gemara of a Kochazina Dahavi. We do see sometimes that it happens. Answers the Gemara, Hahuda Schule Bi Yimama. That's only if it began by day. Vamabaya. Gemira, the Zafa Tati Shole Koi. A tempest will never last for 2 hours long. Lekai Mashnama, Le Sokum Pamaim Tzora. Tzoras don't go for Pamaim, 2 hours. Ask the Gemara of a Kochazina Dahavi. Sometimes we see that it does last 2 hours. Answers the Gemara, the Masik Beini Beini. If it lasts that long, there was really a break in between. So as we discussed a few moments ago, Vala Brokim, on a lightning we make Baruch Shekoichik V'rasa Ma'al Oilam. My Brokim, Amar Rava Barka, lightning. Vama Rava, Barka Yechidah, a single shot of lightning. Ubarka Chivra, white lightning. Ubaki Roksa, yellow lightning, but none in the south can be Karen Marovis, and clouds that go to the western corner of the sky, Vasim Karen Dromis, and then come around from the southern corner. Vitarti Anoni the Sokka Chadil Apa Chaverta, two clouds which go into each other, Kulan Kashin. Those are bad signs. Lamainaf Kamina, ask the Mar, why do we need to know this? Answers the Gemara Limboi Rachmi. When this happens, we know we have to daven because it's a siman that Hashem is not happy with us. Says the Gemara Hanimili Belaila. But do all these bad signs are if it happens by night? Av b'tzafra, if they happen in the morning, less of Mishosho, we need not be so concerned. Amar Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak Hani Anin the Tzafra. Morning clouds, less by Mishosha, really aren't significant. The Navi wants to give Musa to Klal Yisrael and says, your chesed is like the clouds of the morning. So just like the clouds of the morning aren't really substantive, it says, your chesed aren't substantive. Amalei Papa Abaya, Ha'amri Inchi, but don't people say, Kamafs Miftach Bavi Mitra, when you open your window in the morning, and you see it's raining, bar chamra moich sakach gni. If you're a donkey driver, fold up your sack and go back to sleep. Why? Because it represents that there's going to be so much rain there's going to be an abundance of tvua all over the world, and there's no need for you to transport tvua from one place to another place because it's going to there's going to be so much rain, nobody's going to need your produce that you're delivering. So what are you telling me? Asked the Gemara. The rain in the morning is nothing. Here we see it's very significant. Answers the Gemara Lakasha. When do we say that morning rain is beneficial? The Kata Be'iva. If the sky is full of thick clouds. Hada Kata Banani. If the sky in the morning doesn't have thick clouds over it, then that rain isn't significant. Amar Rabbi Alexandria, Amar Shum Belevi. Le'nivra Re'emim. The only reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu created thunder, Ela Lifshad HaKamum Mishpisha Belev. He created the thunder that it should straighten out our crookedness. Shenema, as the Pasuk indeed says, V'lekim Asu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does things, Shiyurim Ofanov, that we should be scared of him. So Hashem created the rain, Hashem created the thunder, because by seeing the thunder, we're supposed to do better. So I saw the Sefer Ma'orei Na'im explains. It's not just the thunder that we should look at that way, but rather he explains that everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the world is for a purpose. So if there are tzaros rachmanos litzlan in the world, it's because we're not acting the way we're supposed to act. And those tzaros are here to remind us to do better. If we'll do better on our own, then we won't have to worry about tzaros coming to the world. And in fact, Reb Pinchas Mikaretzer says, that's pshat, the Gemara says in Masechta Tainus, Dav Zayin Amud Beis, Eina Gesham Yardim Ad Shenimchulu Ma'avonaseim Sheyisrael. Rain doesn't come down until HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Moichel on our Averus. So he explains, because when rain comes, when does rain typically come? As we're learning, after thunder and lightning. After thunder and lightning, people do tshuva. And after they do tshuva, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu could bring rain, could bring panosa. V'omer b'gzandri omer b'shu ben levi. Haroya es hakeshes b'onan. If somebody sees the rainbow, tzorach shi'ipel aponav, he has to fall on his face, shenemar, kamar hakeshes shei b'onan, like the keshes, which comes out from the sky on a rainy day, so is the appearance of Hashem. That sight represents the glory of Hashem, and therefore, Apostle in Yecheskel. Says the Gemara, light love marava. But in Eretz Yisrael, they would curse a person who would do so. Because Mechzi commanded Sogel Kashta. People don't think that when they see people bowing down to the rainbow, they don't think that they're bowing down to Hashem, who brings the rainbow. They think that they're bowing down to the rainbow itself and making it into the Avodah Zarah. So therefore, we shouldn't do so. However, says the Gemara, even though we don't bow down, a bracha we should make. And as the Mashal explains, even though we're not bowing down, because bowing down may represent that we think that the keshes is the shechina, saying a bracha, and with the right nusach, as we're about to learn, represents that we realize that actually the rainbow comes from Hashem. And if we actually realize that the rainbow comes from Hashem, then there's no problem. So what is the bracha? My mevarach baruch soich abris. My mesnisa tana. Rishma b'noi shab yochem abreika oimer. Nemem b'brisoi v'kayim b'mamoroi. Amar apapa. Hilchach navinu l'tavayu. Baruch soich abris. V'nemem b'brisoi v'kayim b'mamoroi. We say the entire nusach. And that's indeed the halacha, what you're supposed to do when you see the rainbow. However, the halacha is that you're not supposed to tell somebody else if they see a rainbow, because the Chai Odom says this in Klal Samach Gimel Sif Dalad, because if I see the rainbow, it represents as if we're saying that the world isn't worthy, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to bring a mabul again, where I saw another pshat. To whom does Hashem show the rainbow? To somebody who is doing a virus, And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing him the rainbow as a wake-up call. You need to do better. So maybe only I am not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending me that message. But that doesn't mean that the person with me needs that message. So I saw that the Sefer Chesukei Chemed says what you should do is, if you see a rainbow, you shouldn't tell anybody with you explicitly that this is a rainbow. But what you should do is, you should say a remez, a hint. And if the person will pick up on the hint, it's a simon that he was supposed to see the rainbow and look up and see the rainbow. It's a simon that he was supposed to see it. And if he doesn't pick up on the hint, it was because he wasn't supposed to see it. However, if, as we've been discussing in our shir, and we'll be continue discussing, on the next Gemara, for example, that we're going to speak about seeing rivers and mountains, you only make a bracha if you didn't see that river, that mountain, for 30 days. We spoke about the bracha on thunder and lightning, how often you make the bracha. How often do you make the bracha on the rainbow? So the halacha is you make the bracha on the rainbow every time you see it. But it has to be a new rain shower. So if there's a rain shower and there's a rainbow, you make the bracha on the keshes. If it clears up and then you see the rainbow again, so you make again a bracha on the rainbow, even though it's within 30 days. Says the Mishnah further, Al Harim v'al Gvois, we learned in the Mishnah, on mountains, mountains and valleys, you make a baruch oisa masa bereshis. Ato kalhani damara ahash tala masa bereshis, and who? Is everything that was mentioned in the Mishnah till now not masa bereshis? Why particularly on these do you make a masa bereshis? The Ksib brought Kilamata Asar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes everything, the lightning, the thunder. Amra Baya, Kroich Vatani. The way to learn the Mishnah is put them all into one category. Rav Amar Hasam, regarding earthquakes and comets, Mevarach Tati, you make two brachas. Baruch Shekvoich Amalei Olam, Vaisa Masa Bereshis. Hacha, when you have mountains and valleys, Oysa Masa Bereshis Ikka. You make the brach of Oysa Masa Bereshis, Shekoicha Malei Olam Lekva, you don't make the brach of Koicha Malei Olam. Amar Rav Shuma Levi, Haroi Rekia B'Tarosai. If somebody sees the sky in its clarity, Oyma Baruch Oysa Bereshis. Amasai, when is that? Amar Baya, Kasa Mitra Kula Laila, if it rains the entire night, Ubetsoya Fra Osa Istana, and in the morning a wind comes, Umagali Leila Shemayim, and it reveals a clear sky, that is when you make the bracha. So in other words, what he's saying is that only after it was cloudy and then it gets clear do you make the bracha. From when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, you never see a clear sky. Shenema al b'shamayim kederus v'sak osu k'susim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the blackness in the sky. Sak is their garment. So of course, the Mashal explains, we do see sometimes a clear sky. Says the Mashal, that's what we think is a clear sky. But in truth, there is no pure clear sky in our world. The pure clear sky will only be here when Mashiach comes. We know in Parshas Bereishis, the Torah teaches us that when did HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the sun in the sky? Hashem put the sun in the sky on Tuesday night, on Yom Revi. And in the cycle of the sun going around the world, so there are four seasons in the year: summer, winter, fall, spring. The fall and spring, the day, those are called tekufos. The days that those seasons begin are the days when the amount of hours in the day and the amount of hours in the night are exactly equal. 12 hours day, 12 hours night. The day when the summer begins is the day when it's the longest day and the shortest night. The day the winter begins is the day of the longest night and shortest day. There are as we know, 365 days in the year. If we divide those tekufis into four, there will be 91 days and 7.5 hours between each cycle. So we start counting those cycles, we'll see that every new tekufa begins at a certain time. But as far as we're concerned, the first time the sun was put in the Shemayim, it was on a Tuesday night at 6 p.m. That the sun should be at that spot, again, takes 28 years. So every 28 years is what's known as the Birkas HaChama. And therefore, says the Braisa, Tan Rabban, Haroya Chama B'Tkufosai, if somebody sees the sun at that time, the 28 hours, that the sun, when the day comes out, that the sun is at that spot, or Levana B'Gvorosai, the moon travels through, this is not Kiddush Levana, the moon travels through the sky, and when we see the moon in the same place that it is in the sky when it was put up the first time, and we see the planets in their proper orbit, there are mazalos, which are known as the zodiac, which are around the whole sky. There are different mazalos, and the sun every month the 12 zodiacs, and every month of the year the sun aligns itself at the beginning of the moon, at the beginning of the month, with a certain zodiac. When we have the world back at those, at that setup as it was at Bryas Olam, Omer Baruch Oseh Bereishis, famous have it. When does this happen? Omer Abaye, as we said, Kol Esrim V'Shmoina Shnin, every 28 years, V'Hod Machzor, the solar cycle begins all over again. V'Nafal Tekufas Nisshin B'Shabtoi, that's when the Nissan Tekufa will fall in the Mazel of Shabtoi, brought to Tlas Nagi Arba, Tuesday night going into Wednesday. And this is what's known as the Birkas HaChama. And we make this bracha once every 28 years. The bracha Baruch Shekvoich HaGvorosoi, Baruch Atah Shemaise Masa Bereishis. The halacha in the Mishnah Berurah says in Simen Reish Chav Tes of Katan Ches is that you should say it at the beginning of the day. You could say it until the third hour of the day. If you didn't say it till the third hour of the day, you could say it till Chatzos. Yes, the halacha is you should look at the sun itself. The minhag ha'olam is that you say Birkas HaChama, and after we say Birkas HaChama, we say Aleinu L'Shabeach. That those that don't want to say Aleinu L'Shabeach, because we know that there are people, when they say Aleinu L'Shabeach, they bow down, and it shouldn't look down like you're bowing down to the sun. But our minhag is that before we say the bracha, we say the kapitel in Tehillim Kuf Mem Ches, Halos Hashem in the Shemayim. Then we say the bracha of Oseh Masa Bereishis. Then we say the piyut, Kel Odon HaKol HaMasim. Then we say Perek Yotes, Hashemayim Sapin Kvoy Kel. Then we say Aleinu, and we say Kaddish. The halacha is that you could say it, you could say the Birkas HaChama even if you saw it through a window, but it's better to go out to see it. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chasam Sofer, who quotes his Rebbe, Reb Nosson Adler, that even if you didn't see the sun, but if you saw the rays of the sun, you could also make the bracha. It should be said, preferably, B'roiv Am Hadras Melech. The minhag ha'olam is that on that day, when it happens once every 28 years, they daven v'sikin, and then everybody goes out to say the bracha. However, let's say you got up late and everybody is already going to say the bracha and you haven't davened shachris. The halacha is you could daven you could daven, you should say the bracha and then shaven shachris afterwards. The Chazon Ish said that women should can't say the brachas hachama. Then they said he may be retracted, but the pesach of the Chazon Ish was that women could say brachas hachama. And also, brachas hachama, since it's such a once in a so infrequent mitzvah, we should put on nice clothing and respect the mitzvah. I saw that the stipler asked a question. He asked that if somebody has to say the bracha of Oysa Masav Reishis on the brachas hachama, and as he's walking out to do the brachas hachama, he sees a tree that we learned earlier in our Masechta, if somebody goes out in the days of Nisan, so the stipler had a question, which bracha should he make first? Or should he make this bracha? Because on one hand, we know the rule is and this is a bracha that happens once every 28 years. And this is a bracha that happens every year. On the other hand, the stipler thought that Oysa Masav Reishis, as we're learning in our sugya, is a bracha that we say quite often. Whereas the bracha of that we make of Shleichos Ba'alam Eklum is never made more than once a year. So Rav Chaim Kamievsky, the stipler's son, said, of course you should make the Oysa Masav Reishis. Because the Oysa Masav Reishis is made for all these different situations that we're learning in our sugya today, and therefore it's certainly considered a bracha, which is more tadir. However, I saw in the Sefer Daf al Adaf that quotes the Sefer Masas HaMelech that isn't ready to necessarily agree with Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Because he suggests that, yes, the bracha, the nusach, of Oysa Masav Reishis is said much more often than the Shleichos Me'olam Eklum, but it's said for different reasons. And because it's said for different reasons, that can't make that the bracha should be considered a bracha which is more tadir. Says the Gemara, Yehuda Omer, Haroya Sayam, if somebody sees the ocean, the Yam HaGadol, he makes Baruch Shasas Yam HaGadol. Says the Gemara, but it said the Mishnah, it's only Leprokim. Ask the Gemara, Leprokim at Kama, what is considered Leprokim? If you didn't see it for 30 days, which means the day you saw it is not considered day one. There has to be 30 days in between that you didn't see it. Which yam is considered the yam for which you say the bracha? So there's a machlokes. The Shulchan Aruch says that the yam hagadol is the Mediterranean Sea. The Tosfos Rosh seems to say that it's only the Atlantic or Pacific Ocean. Others say that it means any large body of water. If somebody sees the Euphrates River near the bridge above all, I'm a baruch isabaracious. Says the Parsoi. But now that the Parsoi have changed the course of that river, so you can't make a bracha when the course of the river has been changed. So you have to go to make shover al ale. That's where you can be sure that it wasn't changed. Rav Yosemer meyadikra del ale. You could only go from meyadikra. Vam Rabba Ba'aba. Harod Tiglis, a gish of the Shipsena. Somebody sees the Tigris River near the Shipsena Bridge. I'm a baruch isabaracious. Continues the Gemara. The pasuk in Parshas Bereishis calls the Tigris Chidekel. Says the Gemara, my Chidekel. Why is it called Chidekel? Omer of Ashi, Shememov Chadin Vekalin. The water are sharp and light. Sharp means that it has a good taste, and light means that it doesn't have sediment and particles in it. My pras. What is Parash? Shmeimav Paravarovav. Somebody, the two pshatim. One pshat is that the water keeps on increasing even without rain. Another pshat is it causes seeds to be fruitful and multiply. It's very good water. This that we see that the people who live in Mechuza are very sharp. Because they drink diglas water. Hi, the kachuri. The reason why they're dark, they have relations by day. The eyes are always moving back and forth. They live in dark homes. We learned in the Mishnah, al gishomim, we make a toiva meitiv. Ask the Gemara, al gishomim toiva meitiv mevarach, is the brach on gishomim toiva meitiv? V'amar avavu v'amar b'masnisim tamna, v'memesai v'varachim al gishomim. When do we make brach on the gishomim? M'shiyetzu chosin l'kras kala. Posh b'shat is when the rain comes, that it falls into a puddle. It falls into a puddle, just like, and the water that's on the bottom jumps up towards the water that falls into it. But I saw that the Majid Rebbe said, from here we see that just like when it rains, as we keep on learning in our Gemara, rain represents Yeshuas, rain represents Panosa. The time of a Chasana Kala, if one goes to a Chasana, that's also a time of you could bring Yeshuas and Panosa. May Mevarchim. What is the bracha? So says the Gemara, Amar of Yehuda, Mindem Nach Loch, Akal Tipa V'Tipa Shorad Eton Alonu, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for every drop of rain. Rav Yochanan Masayim Bahachai, Ilef Vil Mal Shir Kayom, Ein Anach Mespik Mil Hoidus Lecha Hashem Lekenu, At Ashtachva, Baruch Ata Hashem, Rav Haidois. Ask the Gemara, Rav Haidois. Rav Haidois means most thanksgiving. Like Kol Haidois, not everything. Amarava, therefore what you should say is, Ema Elema Hokel Haidos. Omra Papa, since we're not sure what to say, what we should say is Rav Haidos for Kel Haidos. Why should we say Rav Haidos if we're just saying that Rav Haidos is not appropriate? So I saw that the Rishonim explained that Rav Haidos doesn't mean most, Rav Haidos means multiplicity. There's so many things to thank Hashem for. But now we're back to original Kasha. We said that on rain you make katoiva meitiv. And here we say moidim. Answer the Gemara. Like Kasha. Hada mish shama mishma. If you only heard about the rain, then you say hatoiv va meitiv. Hada chaza mechsi. But if you actually saw the rain, then you make this nusach of moidim. Ask the Gemara, if you only heard the shama mishma, hana besuras toivis. And we already learned that halacha. V'tanan al psuras toivis. If you hear good news, you make a baruch atoiv ha-meitiv. Says the moral, idiv idiv d'chazim mechsi. It's only when you see the rain. V'loi kasha. Hadas supporto. When it came just a little, you say the moidim. Hadas atuva. When it rained a lot, then you say atoiv ha-meitiv because you're really going to have pleasure from that rain. V'ibay say mohava hadas atuva. Only if it rains a lot. Because if it doesn't rain a lot, then there's really nothing to thank Hashem that much for. If you have property, so you're going to really benefit from the rain. So then you say a toiva meitiv. So you're not directly benefiting, so that's when you say the moidim anachnu loch. Islay toiva meitiv, you say islay toiva meitiv avarach, vatanan. Do you make a toiva meitiv? Ask them about how we learned bonabai is chadash. If you bought a new home, the kana kelim chadashim, where you bought new garments, I'm a baruch shachianu v'kimanu v'yoyanu lazman hazeh. So you should say a shachianu, not a toiva meitiv. Answers the gemara hadas leishutvus. Like hash hadas leishutvus. If you have a shutvus in the property, so then you say a toiva meitiv because it's not only benefiting you, it's also benefiting your partner. Hadas leishutvus. But Tanya. And this is indeed what we learned. Tanya is not a kasha here. Tanya is a raya. Kitzra shaldava. The bottom line rule is, Ashaloi, if it only affects him, you say Baruch Shechiyon v'kimanu. Ashaloi v'ashal chaveroi. If it affects you and somebody else, you make a bracha toiva meitiv. Here we're learning if you have something good happening to you, you make a shechiyonu. The halacha is, if you buy something new, you make a shechianu. Machlokes harishonim, do you make the shechianu when you buy it? That seems to be the opinion of the Meiri, of the Rajba. The Ravid seems to learn when you put on the new clothing, that's when you should make the bracha. We also only make the bracha if it's something that we truly are feeling enjoyment. So let's say you're buying a new suit. It's not that special to you. You buy new suits often enough. You don't make a shechianu. Another question is, if you buy a new home, do you make a shechianu? So I asked this question of Rav Shlomo Zalman Bronzetzal, the Shomer Tzion v'Halacha, and he said to me, if you buy a home and you have a mortgage, you owe money on that home, you can't make a shechianu. You still owe money. And by the time you pay off your mortgage, you can't make a shechianu because it's not a new home anymore. There's a machlokes minhagim. Do you make a shechianu by a bris? Our meaning is not to make a shechianu by a bris because the bris involves a tsar to a child. I saw that Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein in the Sefer Chashuki Chemed discusses, do you make a shechianu on somebody, a woman, Rahman Slan, was waiting for a get. And it took quite a while till she got her get. Do you make a shechianu for receiving the get? So he paskind, Nissim Karel is paskind, that you only make a shechianu on something positive. But just because you avoided something bad, that isn't a reason to make a shechianu. Ask the Gemara, if there's no one else there, you don't make a tova meitiv, a tanya. Somebody notified you that you had baby, baruch shem, a baby boy. I'm a baruch tova meitiv. And it says the Gemara, hasam nami deik ishta ba'adei, the nichle b'zocher. A wife, a mother likes a son. Two pshatim that I saw. One pshat is, as we learned in Masechta Nida, when somebody has a baby boy, she is less separated from her husband than when she had a baby girl. Another pshat is that in those days, the sons live with the parents, not the daughters, and they help take care of the parents as they get old. Tashma, meis aviv hu yarshay, if somebody's father passes away and he is inheriting him, betchila mebarach dain emes, uvsoif, hu ayim mebarach atoiv ha-meitiv. Ask the Gemara Hasanami, well, how do you make atoiv ha-meitiv? For the Yerusha. But he's getting the Yerusha. Answer the Gemara Hasanami, dika achi de koyasa badei. He's not getting the Yerusha himself. His brothers are also getting a share of the Yerusha. And the Pais can say, even if each brother is going to get, let's say, a separate house from the father's Yerusha, still, since they're all getting the Yerusha at the same time, you make a Toiv HaMeitiv. Toshma Shinu Yayin. If somebody drank wine and he's getting another wine, Ein Tzarich Levarach. You don't have to make a new bracha even if you left your place. You don't have to make a new bracha if you get new wine. Shinu Makim. If you leave your home and you go somewhere else, then Tzarich Levarach. You do have to make a bracha. Why? And it says the Gemara, you're not drinking alone. You're drinking together with other people. And since you're drinking with other people, the halacha is you make the toiva meitiv. But this halacha of making a toiva meitiv when there are other wine brought to the table has many details to it. The halacha is, if you know you're going to drink, if you know they're going to drink many different wines at a meal, l'chatchila you should bring all the wines on the table, make a bayir pri hagafen on all of them. If, however, you made the bayir pri hagafen on one wine and another wine came out, and it's not the wine that you're saying birchas hamazon, so if you're drinking wine alone, then you don't make hatoiva meitiv. If you're going to drink wine with other people, even if they're family members, then you make hatoiva meitiv. If you know that the other wine is indeed better than the first wine.